co-host on Three and Out on the Southern Pigskin Radio Network, and he joins us now. Ben, I saw the old ball coach here, Steve Spurrier. Did you see him here today? Did you talk to him?
I did. I got a chance to speak to him a little bit. Steve McClain, the SID of Florida. Thank God I saw Steve. And because Coach Spurrier, man, the last time I saw him was at the Celebration Bowl in Orlando. Coach Spurrier, man, he still got it. I don't know how he still is, he's still like the talk of the town. He comes in, he's still that media darling. It was good to catch up with him.
First time you ever met him. So you were from the state of Georgia, mm-hmm. went to play at Florida.
Yes.
Your first encounter with Steve Spurrier.
My first encounter with Steve Spurrier was, he came to my house. I was getting recruited. My dad answered the door. He said, "How you doing, Ben?" And the assistant coach said, "That's his dad." Because, I played tight end, so it's not like he threw the ball to the tight end that much. And comes in, sits down. The assistant coach is kind of selling the program to me and my parents. It's like he was dozing off a little bit. They tapped him. He said, "Hey, Ben, are you going to be with us?" I said, "Yes, sir." Shook his hand, and the rest is history.
Your favorite Steve Spurrier story when you were at Florida with him?
My favorite Steve Spurrier story was Coach Spurrier, very, very frugal with his money. Doesn't spend a lot of money. Doesn't buy tailor-made suits. He buys secondhand suits. We was playing Georgia, and he had this green suit. It's like dark forest green suit. And he gets on the bus, and he's just standing in front of me. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I don't know, I'm like, what is he staring at me for? And finally he says, "Well, Benny, how do I look?" I'm like, "Man, you look good, man. What you think I'm going to say? You look bad? I'm trying to play." But Coach Spurrier, man.
But now you can say.
Well, listen, Coach Spurrier has nothing to do with my life at this point. He doesn't provide for my family or anything. I have a high level of respect for him because.
But not the suit.
Not the suit. The suit was bad. The suit was real bad. It was baggy, But I respect, that's the only time he really, in his mind, he suited up. And I'm like, "Coach, you look good, man." Sometimes, I didn't lie to him. I just kind of stretched the truth a little bit.
Hey, let me ask you something. You played for Steve for a couple of years, and I mm-hmm. think you also played for Ron Zook.
Yes.
And Ron had the reputation of being a really good recruiter. But then a lot of people blame the downfall of Florida till Urban Meyer came on the fact I hired Ron Zook. Was it really his fault that the program went downhill?
No, I just think, just because you're good at one thing don't mean you're going to be good at another thing. I think his role was better suited as a recruiter and an assistant coach, not the head coach. I mean, Florida's one of the most premier places to coach in sports, period. And Ron Zook, man, he showed me how to become a great player, a great teammate. He showed me how to good practice habits. Ron Zook was rough. Ron Zook was very, very demanding. I mean, extremely demanding. But sometimes it just doesn't work out. Sometimes, you got the resources, you got the players, you got the facilities. The wins don't add up.
Didn't he bring in, I'm not going to say the nucleus, but many of the players that Urban Meyer used to win a championship?
Absolutely, man. I think the best recruiting class he has with that is Chris Leak. My senior year was Chris Leak's freshman year. Chris Leak was, before Tim Tebow became Tim Tebow, Chris Leak was a starter. So it's not as if he couldn't develop talent. I mean, he won the same year he got fired in Tallahassee. So it's not as if he couldn't coach. It's just you can't win in Tallahassee but lose at Mississippi State. That's how he lost his job. So, he landed on his feet. I think he had like 11 years in Illinois. He was on television. But sometimes, man, you're a good coach doesn't mean you're supposed to be a head coach, in my opinion.
Where's the Florida program today?
Man, I think it's trending upward. I mean, Georgia ain't making it easy. I think the gap between Georgia and Florida is closing. It's still there. But Dan Mullen, man, he doesn't lack confidence. He's a guy that expects to win. He's a guy that puts it all on his players. He says, "Listen, don't listen to social media. Felipe Franks, stop responding to people. It's way too many critics out there." But look, man, they went 10-3, lost to Kentucky, lost to Georgia, got embarrassed by Mizzou, but they came back and beat LSU. They came back and beat South Carolina, so I think they definitely got a good team coming back.
But what about those sneakers with the suit for Dan Mullen?
I love it. I love them for me, not for Dan. Because, Dan is a guy, man. Look, if he didn't have to wear the Jordans, he wouldn't wear the Jordans. But I think that's where college football is going. Guys who, they got to take off their Brooks Brothers. They got to put on some Jumpmans. I love it. I love it because if you're not catering to these recruits, what are you there for? Dan Mullen makes $6 million a year to live in Gainesville, Florida, man. He ain't got no worries, man.
Talking with Ben Troop, Florida tight end, went to the NFL, spent some time there. Ben, if Steve Spurrier had stayed at Florida, and you know how coaches always go back to their home, their alma mater. Let's put it a kind of a fantasy. If he'd stayed there, where would that program be? Would he have stayed on top?
I think he would have, because I think he had already established a culture. You look at what Alabama does, you know, the one main common denominator is Nick Saban. Different coaching staff, different players. Coach Spurrier, man, had an offense that was ridiculous. And as a tight end, I was a part of it, but I didn't help it move forward. I wasn't catching no passes, but the things he used to do was incredible. He's an offensive guru. He was what Sean McVay is now. Sean McVay is in the NFL because of his offensive genius. That's what Spurrier was.
Did Spurrier overcoach, though? Like, I remember the game I went to, he's rotating quarterbacks on every play, sending quarterback in, sending another quarterback in. Do you think he overcoached?
I think he's superstitious. I think at the end of the day, when it comes to these coaches, it's all reputation driven. They watch him. He's coming into the game. He's already got two headsets. The first one is gone. He's throwing that one. And I think that the thing about success is it's one of those things to where, man, you want it bad. It's like your drug. And Spurrier, man, he had established – no one knew who Florida was before he got there as the head coach. Let's be honest. And, listen, he's the reason – listen, you the toast of the town everywhere you go. But, hey, man, his way worked. Whatever he did, it worked for him.
So you said he's the – you know, sort of Sean McVay is the new – Steve Spurrier, but Sean McVay, man, he is all about let's do the analytics and let's do the computer stuff. And Steve Spurrier was more like let's call some ball plays, right?
I think Sean McVay is benefiting from what's around him now. Don't get it twisted. I don't even want to know. If Spurrier had all those analytics,
yeah,
and my plays are actually backed up by numbers, and you got somebody sitting over there on a computer. Sean McVay is what the Oakland Raiders tried to do back. I mean, what the Oakland A's tried to do back in there when they're trying to save money.
But Moneyball.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm happy with what these offenses are doing now. And until these defenses can stop it, it's only going
to
get crazy.
If you were being recruited today, let's go back.
Yes.
Would you go to a school that throws to the tight end?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think now kids got so much more information. They – Spurrier and all those guys texting these kids now, and
hey, Ben,
I just think that at the end of the day, I would want to definitely go somewhere I can utilize my talent.
New England needs a tight end. Are you okay?
Listen, New England does need a tight end. They got Benjamin Watson. He'll be back after four games. As soon as you said, "Can I, New England?" Yeah. Listen, it's cold. I'm old, and I don't want to do it. So I'm gonna root for those guys that's out there running around.
You don't want that ring? You don't want that ring?
Listen. I can get me a Super Bowl ring off of eBay. I think I seen one the other day. It might not be real, but I can get one off of eBay. I'm fine.
It might be real.
It might be.
It might be.
It might be.
Some guys, need some money.
Absolutely. Listen, man.
They need some Ben Troop money.
I'll give them a little bit of money, and on eBay, I can negotiate. So, you know, you want 1,000, I'll give you 100. That's more than what you had. Let's make a deal.
Ben Troop is the co-host of 3 and Out. On the Southern Pigskin Radio Network, former tight end for the Florida Gators and a high school star in the state of Georgia as well.
So anyway, when you go up to these coaches, and I'm assuming many of them know you're a big guy, you've played, so you could almost bear hug most of these coaches. They're a lot smaller than you. Do they talk to you?
Of course.
The thing, they do.
Coaches now, though, man, the coach, they superstars, man. I mean.
Rock stars?
Listen, Kirby Smart, he loved coaching at Georgia. I saw Jimbo Fisher for the first time, man. I bumped into him. He looked at me. I looked at him. I said, "I'm sorry, coach." He said, "Oh, Ben, it's fine." He said, "Ben," which I didn't know he knew me. But, hey, man, if you're a head coach in college football, you are a rock star. They pay you to be a celebrity. What do you spend your money on? Nothing. House. Everything's comped.
Old
but
teams.
I ain't mad at him. Exactly. I ain't mad at him.
So, why didn't you go be a Georgia Bulldog?
I almost was a Georgia Bulldog, man. It came down to Florida and Georgia. But think about this. Back then, it was Jim Donning versus Steve Spurrier. Now it's Kirby Smart versus Dan Mullen. Now, if I'm getting recruited now, I don't know. But I think I made the right decision only because I still got to play against Georgia. And I'm the one that, quote, got away.